Hi, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants Baseball, joined by Sam Coonrod. And Sam, I was saying, you know, I think back to when we met. It was in spring training before you got hurt. And you had just met Willie Mays. And you were so excited about Willie Mays and getting something signed for your family and all that. Remember those days?
Yeah, I do. The thing I remember most is he told me that he would still take me deep. And I just thought that was pretty funny.
All right, Sam Coonrod with us. Take us back a little bit through your history as a player. Growing up in the St. Louis area, small town, but as a baseball player, how did you get involved in the game?
So I'm from Carrollton, Illinois. It's like right across the river from St. Louis. Played baseball whole life. My dad was always involved. Brother was always involved. And I just always enjoyed it. Had good friends in my life, good people, good parenting. I've been blessed.
Well, you've been blessed with the big arm as well, which has now been surgically repaired, as we like to say. But 26 years old, you're throwing the ball hard. Out of high school, did you have any envision that, you know, what was going to happen in your future? What did you think coming out of high school?
So at the very beginning, whenever I went into high school, I always wanted to play. And then I'd say about my sophomore or junior year, somewhere in there, I knew I had a chance because I could feel it around me. I could feel that my arm was getting better and better. And I just put in work and more work with the arm, with the legs, and eventually ended up throwing harder.
Yeah, so what did you reach in high school? You know, because you're a right-hander, and they always say, what does he throw? How fast does he throw for a righty? Lefties can kind of get away with it a little bit, but righties have got to throw.
Yeah, so top velocity in high school? I think it was 93. I threw that in the state tournament. Yeah, I was pretty skinny guy in high school.
All right, but you're close to St. Louis. Were you a Cardinal fan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, grew up a Cardinals fan whole life. Always taught to really not like the Cubs, but obviously respect them. They're a very good team.
All right, now first ballpark you ever went to, first major league park, where did you go?
So it was the old Busch Stadium, the one that was built right before this one. So they had, I think, Sportsman's Park before that one. But this one, I think they built the one they have now in like 06 or 07, somewhere in there. But, yeah, it was the old Busch Stadium.
All right. Very good knowledge. Sportsman's Park. Come on. Where did that come from?
I mean, whenever you're – you just hear a lot of guys talk about it, that in St. Louis, the fans kind of take part in, like, the past of the game, stuff like that. So, I mean, you just learn from other people whenever you're a Cardinals fan growing up.
You impressed me with that. Very good, Sportsman's Park. I'm not sure there's anyone in this clubhouse who could say that, except probably Mike Murphy. All right, so Sam Coonrod with us. Now, coming out of high school, what happens? Do you get drafted? Do you go to college? What are your choices? What do you do?
There was talk that I would get drafted, but I didn't. So I signed at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. Played 3 years there. Got drafted my junior year. And been with the Giants ever since.
All right. And as we said earlier in the discussion, you and I, when we first met, it was in spring training then. You had a great spring training, and all of a sudden, boom, Sam Coonrod's getting Tommy John surgery. Wow. How about that?
Yeah, that was not ideal, but I did need it. I was actually told in college I needed it. So, okay. I mean, I made it a little while without having to get it. And honestly, it happened at a good time. Okay. I only had to miss 1 year.
Yeah. No, I know that. And I know you came back last year doing your rehab. What was the rehab like for you? Will Smith and I have talked about it a lot. Lonely, but it's something that I guess in today's medical world, you know, it is going to be okay.
Yeah, the Giants do a fantastic job of just watching over you and giving you everything you need to get done. And I really enjoy lifting weights, so I got to lift weights for a year, get as strong as I could. And it does get old because you're doing the same thing a lot, but if you stick to it, it's fine.
All right. All right. And now when did you realize, hey, the arm is back, I'm still throwing?
Obviously, the whole time you're scared because you're like, I just had surgery. I don't know if I'll get it back. Nothing's for sure in this life. And then whenever you see it come back, you're like, man, I feel pretty good. I'm happy about this.
When was that?
So I knew it had come back about the second outing I had. The first outing is just, I had like a haboo come in Arizona, dust storm, all kinds of crazy stuff. And then the second one, it went well, so I knew it was back then.
All right. Very good to have you on the show, and obviously throwing very well now and a big part of what's going to happen with the Giants' future. What do you think about the team and just this run they're on and what's been going on?
Obviously, it's always fun to win, and I just try to learn from people. Obviously, like guys in the bullpen, this is a really good bullpen. Buster and Vogt, great catchers. I mean, I'm really just trying to watch and learn and see how I can better perform myself from learning from these guys.
All right. Well, you got your first major league win. Did you get the usual stuff?
Yeah, I still smell like butter right now. I showered 3 times still, and I still smell like it.
Very good. Well, we've had a lot. Believe me, there's been a lot of that this year. A lot of firsts for people. And, of course, when you get your first win, you get the bath of milk and butter and whatever else they can find, and well-deserved for you. Coming back and forth, you know, in today's world, if you've got options, they love to have you up here, back to Sacramento, back and forth. How do you deal with that?
I mean, it's the big league, so you're always happy to come. You don't like to leave, but you know that it's just how it is. I mean, whenever you're young, you hear all these guys in here talking about it, how they went up and down their first year or two, some 3 years, so just part of it.
All right, all right. So let's finish up with this. Give me the little scouting report on you. Fastball, absolutely 96, more probably 98, I think, when we look at the gun. But you tell me, what's your repertoire that you're using these days?
So I throw a four-seam fastball, a two-seam fastball, a breaking ball, and then a changeup. And I just kind of throw what they put down.
All right. Come on. That's enough.
Yeah.
You got everything, except you didn't say a slider, but I think you got that. What are you hitting on the gun fastball-wise?
I mean, every night's different, but I think last night we had a couple 99s in there.
Very good. All right. Well, I know you're excited to be up here, and it's good to see a lot of hard work. And it's amazing. Isn't it amazing the hard work you put in, and then finally you get to the big leagues?
Yeah, it definitely feels good because, like you said, it's just a lot of work. And whenever things go right, it just feels really good.
Yeah. Well, great to have you on. It's a pleasure, and I'm sure Willie Mays will be glad to see you. He'll remember you. Trust me, he remembers everything. But thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Sam Coonrod. More coming up. Giants baseball right here, KNBR 680, the sports leader.